My name is Ephraim, and I'm a cotton geneticist working in Stoneville, Mississippi for USDA. And the title of my presentation is Seed Size and Genning Efficiency in a Plant Cotton. Genning efficiency basically has two components, the genning rate and net genning energy requirement. The genning rate is the amount of lint that is ginned per second, whereas the net genning energy is the measured in watt hour per kilogram of lint. So how much energy is used in measuring, you know, one kg of lint. The work was carried out by myself and then by R.G. Harding, who is a research engineer in the genning lab in Stoneville, Mississippi. Okay, so Harding was Okay, so since I don't have my time, I'll try to be as brief as possible. During the 2015-2016 year, 9 cultivars of cotton were tested at Stoneville, Mississippi to test for the relationship between seed size and genning efficiency. Seed size measurement was basically carried out. It's measured with what you call seed index, which is the weight of 100 fuzzy seeds. So anything that is below 10 grams of seed index, we consider it to be small. 10 to 12 grams will be intermediate, and anything above 12 grams, we consider it to be large seeded. So this was, we use seed index because there is a direct relationship, correlation between seed size and seed index. The three varieties, the two varieties, small varieties are Arkansas 93-17-26 and the famous DP555, which we call triple nickel. These are small seeded because, like I said, they have seed index of less than 10 grams. Fibromax S32, Fibromax 966, and MD15 are the intermediate varieties because their seed index falls within that range. And breeding lines 201-21071, and finally the TAM 182 line. These are large seeded varieties. Data was collected on genning rate, like I said, in gram lint per second, and net genning energy, watt hour per kilogram of lint, among other things, like, for example, yield, lint yield, quality, first percent, seed surface area, and fibers per seed. So in this case, I'll just focus on the two parameters we are interested in, which will be the genning rate and the net genning energy. And for anybody who's interested in further detail of what we measured and how they relate, you can come to my poster, which is poster number 411, which will be on display this afternoon from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the poster room. So, this is what we found out. Okay. When you look at the analysis, there is a significant difference between the 9 cultivars for genning energy and genning rate. And then for seed size, again, the 3 seed size, there is a significant difference for these two parameters. So, in summary, this is what we found out. Like for genning rate, the highest genning rate was found from small seed varieties, followed by intermediate, by large. The last one is the largest seed varieties, which gave us only 2.52 gram per second. In terms of net genning energy, again, you see that the small seed varieties required very small amount of energy as compared to the large seed varieties. So in summary, overall the smaller seeded genotypes had better genning efficiency than the larger seeded genotypes. That is, that higher genning rate, lower genning energy, plus high yield, which is very highly exemplified by triple nickel 555, one of the highest yielding all genotypes of cotton. But Jining energy was more affected by seed size than thinning rate. So the effect was more on the energy requirement rather than on the how much gene is gene per second. But again, we need to warn you that I'm sure this question will come up, because to make such a very generalized conclusion based from 9 genotypes might be a little bit far-fetched. So we're going to continue this test next year, maybe with more genotypes, including more. Okay. So, like I said, my poster is 4:11. So if you have any further discussions this afternoon, I'll be out there to answer any questions you have. Thank you.